My name is Gabriela Schroeder. I'm a pastor. My last congregation call was in Sierra Pacific Synod, but I also was for 6 months serving as an ELCA missionary in India. I am a Lutheran. I was serving as a professor in India in an interfaith setting, which is rather unusual for ELCA missionaries. So the idea is that Christians have something to say in when it comes to religious reconciliation. Tensions, social tensions between Muslims and Hindus in India. And the label missionary may confuse some people. It took me a while to own that too. But ELCA missionaries are there as companions. They are invited by people in those contexts where they serve, and then they do what those people need. And they also serve as a bridge to our home context to tell congregations about Lutheran Christians in other parts of the world and what we can learn from them. I was in India with my husband, who is originally from India, and our two daughters. Both my daughters attended an international school there, and we had the great blessing to have much, much closer relationships than ever to my in-laws. Always the house was crowded, there were great smells, wonderful food. Yeah. Accent-wise, you probably can tell I am German, so this is already a different international context for me. I happened to be in India at a time when 11 or 12 Lutheran church bodies in India came together in the city of Madras to celebrate 25 years of Lutheran women's ordination, which was awesome. And some of the women had waited for 20 years after their studies to be ordained. They thought they would never see the day. Yeah, and now it's 25 years. For some churches, and the joy was tremendous. There was also pain. There was time for storytelling. Lutheran churches in India follow the same lectionary, so you walk into a church service, even though you may not understand the language, but you understand the liturgical responses, and you can even sort of guess what might be the gospel or what might be the readings. There are, I think, 12 Lutheran denominations all over India. Lutherans are part of only 2% Christians in India, but 2% sounds very little, but of 1.1 billion, there are a lot. Churches are growing. There are denominations that have, church bodies that have over 1 million members. So you wouldn't expect that hearing about India. A lot of the Christians became Christian around 1900 when entire castes or parts of villages converted together in a way much more similar to the early church, how conversion happened there. So as a way of having a voice for people that are otherwise oppressed, may not be able to attend worship services in their original context, and suddenly they are somebody. People have developed a genuine Indian way of being Lutheran. There are, in addition to the church hymns that have European tunes, they have worship music with drums, with sitars, with a harmonium or so, and sing more in an bhajan style. Kind of. It was quite a challenge to be a Christian in a small minority setting dealing with all of this, and this is more and more the context that we are moving to, so I think it's really, really relevant to have been there and now here. Yeah.